B92.5, Montreal's Perfect Mix. Kat and Claudia, hope you're having a great ride home for the Tuesday after a hard day's work. Although a lot of people aren't at work, they're still working from home.
That's right.
And how's it going in your house?
Well, no, to be very honest,
be honest.
Okay, I really do enjoy the fact that we, you know, Jason and I now have our lunches together because I don't start before the afternoon. However, I do miss that moment where I used to see him for the first time at the end of the day, and he was wearing a nice suit or a nice shirt and tie, and I was like a little bit like, rare, like, like, you're the master of your domain, like, you know, like, you look like a man, instead of being your PJs and having soup with me at lunch.
Right, because you see him all the time.
Exactly.
You know what's funny? Because this happened on yesterday. My wife had a very early doctor's appointment.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got up and I saw she came home, she was all dressed up. And I was like, I was shocked. Like, I haven't seen her dressed up for like months.
Right. Because there's no occasions to dress up. Like, we don't go out on dates.
Right.
We don't have like any occasions to sort of like look fancy and look good and, you know, even put cologne on or perfume on, right?
So, first of all, I want to know, who's this doctor she's seeing?
Yeah.
You're getting that dressed up.
Yeah, he must be cute.
But it brings up the question, like, has the pandemic and working from home, you know, made you grow closer to your partner in your case? Or has it made you grown further apart, too? Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that's happened to me, but I used to have the house to myself all day.
That must have been nice.
And now... everybody's home.
Now she's like playing in your field. You're like, can you just get out of here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Text us 92925. How's it in your place and more or less with your relationship? Has the pandemic made you grow closer to your partner or maybe further apart? There's actually some numbers on the amount of couples that A, are having trouble keeping the spark alive, and B, surprising research on how it's affecting their relationships.
Oh, interesting.
Like,
okay.
Very surprising numbers. We'll have those for you coming up. We'd love to hear from you tonight, 92925 from the Beat 92.5. The research I was telling you about, nearly half of North Americans in a relationship said it's been difficult to keep the spark alive with their partner during the pandemic. Here's the interesting part. Although the spark alive has been challenging, 67% of respondents agreed the pandemic has actually brought them closer to their partner.
Okay, so you become closer emotionally, but not under the sheets necessarily.
Yes. Isn't that interesting?
Well, that's exactly what I was saying in the sense that, like, I love the fact that Jason and I spend more time together. But however, I do miss, you know, that sexiness of his when he'd come home dressed up in his suit and tie, right?
Yeah.
Somebody texted in, it's weird, it's been both. Because my wife works days and nights and we're both stressed with this COVID at work, but we're taking a week off next week to go up north and relax. Okay, nice. So that should help.
Very nice.
Somebody else said, no pandemic can take us apart. Okay, it's from Rabbi. And Nini from LaSalle says, you always have to take care of yourself. Make it Saturday night special.
Yeah.
That's true. We could do it on a weekend.
I was just thinking, it's too early to talk about Christmas, but how many Christmas gifts this year are going to be sexy pajamas? Or better pajamas than what you have now?
Yeah.
You know?
That's it. I'm like, sometimes I'll walk in the house and I'm like, it's nice to see that you dressed up for me again in your PJs.
Yes. It's funny you mention that because we have somebody on the phone. You actually dress, you work from home, but you dress up for your partner. That's amazing.
Yes. So my girlfriend has never stopped working. She works at a doctor's office and I work for the government. So I've been working from home. So the routine's kind of been the same, except I'm still at home. But we make a point to still, you know, I dress up for her. So when she comes home, she's like, oh, and she's excited and nothing has changed in that aspect.
That's amazing that you get dressed up for your partner.
Exactly. And it works. I did it today and she was super happy. It's a good idea. You keep the spark alive, you know?
Love it. Thank you so much.
No problem. Have a good night.
That's very cute. I wonder how Jason would react if I actually came into the studio dressed up in my PJs and showed up at home every night in my PJs like him. Maybe then he'd be like, wait a minute. Well, I should dress up once in a while.
If I'm not mistaken, you did wear your pajamas here. Oh, at Christmas time.
Oh, at Christmas time, I always do. It's my tradition, as you know.
Hey, thanks for the text tonight. Great response at 92925.